On the Bechdel cast, the questions asked if movies have women in them. Are all their discussions just boyfriends and husbands, or do they have individualism? The patriarchy's effing vast. Start changing it with the Bechdel cast.
Hello and welcome to the Bechdel cast.
Hi, it's us again.
It's us, it's Caitlin.
And Jamie.
And we're here for a special and short Thanksgiving minisode.
So sorry if you're home and like, man, I wish I had content to consume instead of talking to my family. And you're probably right to feel that way. But we, even us content creators toiling in the content factory all day and freaking night,
mm-hmm. We gotta take a break.
Need freaking rest, man.
So we're gonna take this opportunity instead of doing heavy discourse, which you've come to know and love, we're gonna just say thanks to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So
these are, people we're thankful for. We don't recognize Thanksgiving because it's a bad holiday.
Yes, it's not a holiday that I observe personally. I will be watching Titanic on a loop on this day, but I will not be.
I will binge eat.
Yes.
But I don't like what Thanksgiving stands for. I like what binge eating stands for.
Same.
Which is compartmentalizing pain.
That's right. Where's that holiday? The holiday of compartmentalizing pain. I feel like
we could adjust Thanksgiving very easily to be. Anyways, so here are some people that we're thankful for.
That's right. First and foremost,
who we would be remiss. Aristotle.
Aristotle Acevedo. He's been our producer from the beginning, from before we even started launching the episodes. He's been with us from day one. So
he's the realest one in the entire world.
Yes, he is the sweetest. He is the most patient.
Canonically, as far as I'm concerned, the only man. except there's a few others.
Well, Alfred Molina.
Okay, yes. Alfred, but Aristotle, and then we'll get to there are a few other men
we'll
recognize on
have to think.
Dulles.
But I want to say that it's not often that you find a man who is so supportive of the message that we deliver here on the Bechdelcast of,
it's
gender
true.
Equality and intersectional feminism. And
who
so
walks the goddamn walk and literally walks women to abortion clinics. So he's the model after which all men should model themselves.
That's right. So Woo! Aristotle, thank you so much for all the time and hard work you've put into making sure this podcast is actually a podcast and not just a bunch of goofs talking into a void.
And in a year where we've had a lot of changes in our, the show hasn't changed, but the behind the scenes stuff was crazy. So we're grateful that he's been with us the whole time and stays with us, and we love him.
That's right. And speaking of those changes, it's time for us to thank our other producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Yay. Sophie came into our life this year and we have never turned back.
We've never turned back. As I understand it, so she is our producer at How Stuff Works, our network. And as I understand it, she begged the powers that be to work on our show.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, put me on Bechdelcast.
I bet she's regretting it. But we're thankful she hasn't said that to our faces. Right. And so, that's good.
That's great. That's so, Sophie, thank you for keeping us organized and for being on top of everything. And you're the best.
Next, we would like to thank another man.
Oh, gosh.
Jan, just kidding. One of the greats. Jack O'Brien, who brought us onto the How Stuff Works network this year and was so supportive of our transition onto a network. It was our first time on a network. And
yeah, and he's been a fan from pretty early on.
I met Jack almost 2 years ago, and he contacted us originally because he was a fan of the show. Anyways, we're just bragging that people have been fans of the show.
This is really what this episode is.
What is this
we're
for?
Not what are thankful we are just proving how cool we are.
But
and
we'd
how
like
many
to
fans we have.
Extend our thanks to truly everyone at the Hey Sluts What's Up family, who we love so much. Miles Gray, Anna Hosnier, who a two-time guest of the show for crying out loud. All the hosts on the network who we know and love, Ify Wadiwe, Danny Fernandez,
Shireen,
Robert Evans,
yeah.
Edgar Montplacier,
yes,
Jaquise Neal,
Andy and Naomi. Check out all of their podcasts if you haven't already. The Daily Zeitgeist, Ethnically Ambiguous, Nerdificent, Culture Kings, Behind the Bastards, Couples Therapy. Yeah.
Yeah, all of our buds.
All the buds.
That we're grateful to be part of the family.
That's right. Also, shouts out to some of the other folks who you might have heard us mention, but you know, you may not know, but
Dan
and Nick here at How Stuff Works. But again, sorry for thanking men. Gee whiz.
Yeah,
but we those are some of the good ones.
Wonderful support, and we are happy to be here.
We love it.
We'd like to thank our guests.
Yeah, any guests who we've ever had on. Basically, we make you do homework to be on this show. So to anyone who's, you know, put the time in and contributed your valuable perspectives to the show, we thank you.
I'd also like to especially shout out our live show guests who truly have to go the extra mile in order to participate. So you will not have heard most of these episodes yet, but some recent live guests, Aaron Wack, Marsha Belsky, Maggie Mae Fish, Danielle Radford,
Natalie McGill.
Yeah. So we'd like to thank them in particular for going way out of the way.
Hell yeah.
To be there. And we're just very grateful to our guests for offering perspective and jokes and all that good shit. We love them very much.
So much.
And hope that you have found new faves by listening to them on the show.
My mom always tells me that she looks up everyone we ever have as a guest and, you know, sees what they're up to, watches their comedy videos if they're a stand-up. And yeah, so someone's doing it.
My mom is in love with Demi Adejuyibe.
Oh. Who isn't,
so
though?
That is, you know, her main takeaway. Literally my mom's main takeaway. She's not on the list, and here's why. she's not on the list because her main takeaway from our show is that she loves Punch Up the Jam. And she loves Demi and Miel. Those are her two favorite episodes. And she's just like, I just love Punch Up the Jam. I'm like, you know what? It's a good show, but that's not why I told you to listen to that. So anyways, my mom's a huge Punch Up the Jam fan.
Good for
a
Jill.
Show that is not on this network. No. So thank you so much, Mom. You're not on the list.
I wanted to thank any writers who have written about us, you know, written articles or included us on lists of podcasts to
love
listen
list
to.
Love list culture.
And any podcasts who have had one or both of us on as guests. We have a lot of fun doing that. You know, the people who give us more visibility. So thank you so much for that.
Appreciate it.
Rebecca Bulnes was one of our early AV Club advocates who wrote a lot about us and who was also a guest on our The Holiday episode.
Yes, you should listen to her podcast, Classroom Crush.
Yes, indeed.
I absolutely love. We would like to thank Mike Kaplan, who I saw last week. He's doing great. Yes. he wrote our theme song way, way, way back in the day. He's an excellent musician in addition to being a great comedian.
That's right. And Catherine Voskresensky, I hope I said that right. Thank you to her for performing our theme song.
That voice we all know so
we
well.
Love it. We get messages all the time about how catchy and fun our theme song is, and it's all Mike and Catherine. So check out the work of those very talented people.
Absolutely. We would like to. I'd like to thank people who have been helpful to us while we were touring, all the venues that we've performed at, and the various people, some of whom were fans, who helped us set up shows. Shout out to my cousin Tammy for putting us up for a night in DC, and we're still getting used to touring with the show. So thank you to everyone who's attended a live show. We hope you had a great time. And to everyone who has made doing our live shows possible, because touring ain't easy, baby.
Touring ain't easy. So yeah, special thanks to the venues like Improv Boston in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Baby's All Right in Brooklyn, New York, Brown University, Good Good Comedy Theater in Philadelphia, Draft House Comedy Theater, and Emissary in Washington, D.C. So thanks to all those spaces
and
for
the Ruby
having
in
us.
LA.
And oh, and a special thanks to the Ruby in L.A. for giving us a monthly live show. So it's monthly. Check us out on the second Saturday of every month at 9 p.m.
If you happen to live in LA, which probably statistically you don't.
Right. But if you do, don't miss our next live show there at the Ruby on December 8th. We're talking about Elf with special guest Mara Wilson. So check that out. And this might be a good time to bring up the upcoming West Coast tour that we have, because we're going to be in San Francisco, Portland in Seattle in January. Mm-hmm. So that's we can shout that out, more details about that toward the end of this episode. And that reminds me, thanks to all the festivals who have had us.
Sure.
We've got New York Comedy Festival, Women in Comedy Festival, the Boston Comedy Arts Festival.
And all the people who run it, especially Catherine Leon.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, Catherine Leon, who helped us with the New York Comedy Festival and who's a dear friend of mine, Michelle Barbera, and everyone at the Women in Comedy Festival. Thanks to you for all of your support. And hey, Jamie, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back to thank some
more
people.
Thanks. Wow. This is the longest acceptance speech ever.
It truly is.
Talk to you in a second.
And we're back to give more thanks.
It goes without saying, finally, of course, we're thankful for you,
the fans.
Wow. We love you so much. But in all seriousness, to anyone who has ever listened, given us a review on iTunes that wasn't Hates Men One Star, dropped us a line on Facebook or Twitter or emailed us or reached out or given us helpful critique, which does help us improve the show.
Yes.
Shared your thoughts, experiences, and especially to people who are also matrons. And
yes,
that support is truly invaluable.
Oh, yeah. I lost my job earlier this year because the comedy venue that I was doing the programming for suddenly closed down and I was without an income. And if it weren't for the Patreon, I literally would have not. Bad things would have happened
bad
to me.
Things. So, well, we are thankful for bad things not happening to Caitlin.
So yes, very much thank you to the matrons who show their support. We have the best fans.
We do.
The most gracious and respectful and
we're always
smart.
So excited to meet you and like getting to talk to you and take pics and just talk about what brought you to the show. And we could wax poetic all damn day.
We could.
But we're so grateful for you. Thank you for doing everything you do. And we hope to do this, you know, as long as we can.
That's right. Also, a big thanks to anyone who's made fan art for us.
Yes!
Or who has like sent us fan mail or gifts. Because we've gotten some awesome gifts of like enamel pins. We've gotten t-shirts. We've gotten stickers, books, Mike's Hard Lemonade.
DVDs.
We've received a beautiful handmade cutting board.
Yeah, everything is incredible.
Yes.
The fan art especially brings me such joy.
I know. It's so adorable and wonderful.
We highly, if you we're always down.
Yes.
We're just always down to receive.
Send us your gifts.
What a cool message. On this Thanksgiving. Speaking of capitalism, this is a great point to mention that it's capitalist season again, baby. Isn't it always? Teehee. Anyways, your loved ones will be expecting items from you shortly. And what better item to peddle to them aggressively than an item that we made? This is my plug for our Tee Public store, where we just released for the... You'll hear this on Thanksgiving, and you'll be like, well, isn't Black Friday tomorrow? Isn't Cyber Monday the next Monday? Well, guess what? I'm going to forget to release them, so they're all out now. A lot of new designs. First of all, Queer Icon Baby Grinch. There's two different designs. In one, Grinch is wearing heels and has nipple tassels.
Yeah.
There's also a tamer design for those that can't, I don't know, fucking handle it. We're launching our non-binary icon design. We have a strong female protagonist that's been out, but we have it in multiple colors. Our embargo on men design is out.
Yeah.
And a new design of Caitlin and myself if you happen to need us on your body.
Which you do.
There's two different examples of us passing the Bechdel test on merch.
Wonderful.
So it's all out now, baby.
And thanks to everyone who's already bought merch and supported the show that way. We love it when you know, Wear the merch, send your photos, keep doing it. We love it so much. We love reposting those. So thank you to everyone who is spreading the word of the Bechdelcast through your apparel. So thank you.
Yes, we love you dearly. Thank you so much. I hope you're having a good holiday. And if you're not, I hope you get revenge on the person who made it not good for you.
And I also want to say that, like, we get messages from fans, brag, who often say things. They'll say things like, this podcast has helped me get through a difficult time. Or they'll say, like, this podcast has completely changed the way that I view movies and has made me a more critical consumer of media. Or they'll say something like, listening to your podcast empowered me to stand up for myself or to kind of speak out in the name of feminism and female empowerment. So thank you to anyone who sent us a message like that, because that is why we do the show, to help people view media differently and to empower people and to entertain you, hopefully, too.
Yes, and especially what's been valuable to me, and I think what always makes our show better, is when our listeners are able to educate us. And if there are issues on the show where sometimes, you know, Caitlin, myself, and sometimes our guests, between the three of us, we're not able to fully understand a complicated
social issue. We have blind spots, yeah.
We definitely have blind spots. And I mean, it's the never-ending quest to understand a little better and always be listening. And that certainly applies to our listeners who I've learned so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even thinking about,
for sure,
we talked about this a lot in our 100th episode, but like how differently I view stuff than I did 2 years ago when we started the show. I mean, I think about some of our early episodes where it's like the blind spots are out. And I'm sure, you know, ideally we'll feel that way about us right now in 2 years from now. So yes, learning from all of you has just been such a
so wonderful
pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much.
Love you.
And I said this last year on our little Thanksgiving episode, but I will say it again. I just want to say thanks to all the women, non-binary, queer people of color, the filmmakers, comedians, writers,
and the occasional man,
entertainers,
too.
Right? Yes, because some of them, my favorite example is the pop culture detective Jonathan McIntosh, who's making great video essays about toxic masculinity and the like in media, and how we need to have conversations about it and reverse those bad trends and tropes. But yeah, I just want to say thanks to all the people who are making things and creating art and telling their stories. But I have to say thanks to all the people who fucked up real bad and made bad movies, because it gives us things to talk about.
Shout out to all the major fuckos out there who are making bad stuff so we can roast you.
Yes.
And also shout out to the occasional very good movie that we cover on the show.
Yes, indeed.
And to any of our male listeners, we also appreciate you. And something that always sort of resonates with me when hearing from a male listener is that it, you know, just affects their worldview and makes them view media a little differently, because it, you know, it was made for you.
Right.
And so understanding that that is perhaps not the move is terrific. And
indeed,
we appreciate you.
We do.
All.
We come down pretty hard on men a lot, and we recognize that. But
yes,
there are some good ones.
To be fair,
I wanted to thank a few specific
it's
ones.
Your fault.
But some friends of mine, and this includes people of all genders, but JT, my best friend in the world, listens. He doesn't have to, but he does. So thanks to JT for listening. My good friends Maya, Martha, and Kanis, and Jenny Chalikian, the last two have been guests
on
of ours
show, yes,
on the show. Thanks to my mom and my brother Eric for listening. My friends Justine and Dan. My friends Nolan, Alex, and Jake all listen to the show. So there's some
of those. Congrats on all your fucking friends.
And then, of course, thanks to my dear friend Sammy, who has recorded some episodes for us, who has been a guest on the She's the Man episode. And
they're also going on tour with us.
Yes, going on tour with us. And Sammy's given me a lot of technical advice on, like, editing and how to work this Zoom machine that I bought to record our some of our episodes on. So yes, thanks to all those people who were very near and dear to me.
A few people I'd like to thank: my little brother who listens to every episode,
Ben.
And to his many female friends he's introduced the show to.
Yay.
I would like to thank the three female writers I pull from most frequently when working on this show, which would be Lindsay Ellis, Anita Sarkeesian, and Roxane Gay, two of whom have been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank my boyfriend.
Boo! No, I'm kidding.
I know. Who listened to 900 episodes.
Your boyfriend is a very nice man. And
he's allowed.
I'm glad that you're with him.
I regret to inform you he's allowed. Until he's not, and then he's out of there. Shout out.
Well, the final person I would like to thank is you, Jamie. I want to thank you for being with me this whole time. I want to thank you for your perspective and your humor and everything that you bring to the table. It's so valuable and wonderful, and I have so much fun doing this with you, and I hope we do it forever.
Forever. I love you. I'm thankful for you too. I'm thankful for truly our, we feel like we gush about our friendship very
well, the people love it.
And it, no, but it has changed my life, so
oh my
shut
gosh.
Up.
Okay.
Wow. Anyways, it has changed my life and shaped it in a very positive way.
Oh my God.
And as
we love each other.
We love each other, and it's gross. and yeah, and thank you for, I love your notes.
Oh my God, I take
You take
many
so
notes.
Many notes. I love it. It makes me feel safe.
Thank you for making me feel very self-conscious about it.
Your notes are
take.
No, your notes are literally my safe space.
Wow.
I feel safest in the arms of your notes.
Okay, good.
yeah, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for how this show has, you know, changed stuff for us.
Yes.
I'm very grateful. And we love you, and this is your first episode listening, you're psychotic. So thanks.
Yeah, thanks to, well, we do have some brand new listeners. We've had some people who've been with us from the first episode. No matter where you came into the show, we appreciate you as listeners, and we love you so much.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Go off.
As promised, we will plug our West Coast tour now.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hello. We're going to be in San Francisco on January 20th, talking about the Breakfast Club as a part of SF Sketch Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available for that now, so get them while you can. We are then moving on up the coast to Portland, Oregon.
We're literally stopping in wine country. Deal with it.
Yes.
Sometimes we're Caucasian women, and it happens.
We have to drink some white wine at a vineyard.
Who says white people don't have culture? Just kidding, we don't.
We're also going to look at some trees, some redwood trees on the way.
We're so very cool.
Try not to be jealous of us. But
we stare at trees and get drunk.
And then we'll be in Portland on January 23rd. We are talking about Fight Club.
Yes.
And we're going to be at Curious Comedy Theater.
Yeah. Can't wait.
So tickets are also online for that. So go to Bechdelcast.com/the live appearances tab for tickets. And then we're also going to be in Seattle for two shows back to back on the same night, January 25th. We're talking about The Little Mermaid on the first show and then Sleepless in Seattle. How appropriate.
Literally imagine how hard we thought about that one there. Really earning every cent over here. But The Little Mermaid, that was a decision.
That was like, what should we do?
I was like, are people in Seattle going to throw things at us? And we're being like, did you do that? Maybe people in Seattle I've found are very nice.
I've never been. I've never been to your fine city, Seattle.
Do you think
Fraser
will come?
Fraser
is he a real man?
Is gonna come. Yeah.
Oh my God!
He's
going to
bring
Fraser.
His brother Niles, and they're going
to
be
and
there.
And I hope Daphne comes. And
yeah.
I love Roz is a feminist icon. I'd like to thank Roz for setting the tone.
I haven't seen that show. I don't know who that is.
Oh,
anyway.
She's the fun one.
Oh.
Anyways, that is problematic in that she's, you know, I'm going to start a spinoff.
Great.
Fraser, feminist icon? No, is the name of the podcast.
Okay, well, that's been our mini Thanksgiving episode. Thanks again.
I'd like to thank Ariana Grande for her music.
Oh my goodness. I would like to thank Cats for, one, having 8 nipples, and two, for being cute, cuddly little critters.
I'd like to thank Alfred Molina for ignoring me that time. Did he?
No, well, no, you were too afraid to talk to him fault. Is what happened.
Actually, he ignored me and it broke my heart.
Okay, I remember that happening differently. So thanks for listening to this little mini app, and thanks again to all the people that have contributed to this show and made it what it is, and to our listeners and our fans and guests, and
thank you, life,
behind the scenes
folks.
Thank you, life, and have a great holiday, and you know, just keep it real, dog.
What? No, that's, you're right. I can't top that. The episode is over. Bye.
Bye.